This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya and USA's Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said what started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. India's core sector's output growth increased by 4.3% in November this year on annual basis, showed the data released by Ministry of Commerce today. The production of cement, coal, steel, electricity, refinery products and fertilizers recorded positive growth as per the data. The coal production increased by 7.5%, petroleum refinery products rose by 2.9%, fertilizers witnessed an uptick of 2%, steel increased by 4.8% and cement surged by 13%, while electricity gained 3.8% in November of the current fiscal year. Meanwhile, crude oil contracted by 2.1% and natural gas declined by 1.9% in comparison to the same month last year. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the last date to 15th January for furnishing belated and revised return of income for the assessment year 2024-25 in the case of resident individuals. Earlier, today was the last day for the taxpayers to file belated and revised income tax returns. The move will provide 2 additional weeks to the taxpayers to revise and complete their IT return filings. In Maharashtra, anti-terrorism squad has arrested 43 Bangladeshi nationals residing illegally in various parts of the state during the month of December, with 19 FIRs filed. The agency has also seized fake documents, including Aadhaar cards and other certificates related to their credentials. In the past 4 days, the ATS has apprehended 9 Bangladeshi nationals living in Vikhroli, Nashik, Akola, Nanded and Chhatrapati Shambhajinagar. Government has said that the space economy will grow nearly 5 times in the next decade from $8.4 billion to around $44 billion. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will lead in space biology. He said the investments in the space sector reached 1,000 crore rupees in 2023 alone, placing India as a frontline player globally. The ministers highlighted that India's space sector has emerged as a significant foreign exchange earner. He said of the 220 million euro earned through launching foreign satellites, 85% of the total was generated in the last 8 years. The minister said that year 2024 has been an important year for the Indian space sector. Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in the Special Year Ender series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Railways. The railways continued its transformative journey in the year 2024, paving the way for a new era of modernization and progress in the quest to Viksit Bharat by 2047. Our correspondent reports modern stations, state-of-the-art trains and innovative safety systems are shaping the landscape of rail travel. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight the local cultures and traditions. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first country to ring in 2025. The Micronesian nation was soon followed into 2025 by the Chatham Islands in New Zealand. Auckland in New Zealand was also among the first major cities in the world to usher in New Year, as thousands enjoyed a dazzling fireworks display at the iconic Sky Tower. Following Auckland, Sydney, Australia also welcomed 2025 with a spectacular fireworks display as the clock struck midnight and the skies lit up over the harbour. And that is the end of this news bulletin.